Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Wednesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski recently introduced Senate Bill 2648, the Kenai Mountains Turnagain Arm National Heritage Area Reauthorization Act. The KMTANHA is the first and only national heritage area in Alaska and one of only 55 in the country. The heritage area was created back in 2009 in the Omnibus Lands Act with the intent to preserve the area's history and to promote local recreation and tourism in South Central Alaska. And a follow-up to the story from earlier this week, Senator Murkowski told KSRM,
"The Kenai Mountains Turnagain Arm National Heritage Area draws visitors from around the world. This is where mountains, glaciers, and communities meet the sea, creating not just breathtaking fjords, but also a location for recreation activities, educational opportunities, historic preservation, and more. Reauthorizing the KMTA National Heritage Area allows for the continued opportunity for various stakeholders and locals to maintain Alaska's only National Heritage Area. This place is special to Alaskans, and I'm proud to introduce legislation that will support South Central communities and our state's tourism economy."
With this legislation, the heritage area will sunset in 2024. The bill provides an extension through 2036, ensuring that the National Heritage Area remains eligible for federal support for years to come. Full details on this story, RadioKenai.com. Increasing COVID-19 cases across the Kenai Peninsula have forced several schools in the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District to institute universal masking. All three regions of the peninsula are listed in the high alert category for COVID-19. Testing at school and reports to the school nurse between August 23rd and the 30th have revealed 130 positive student and staff COVID cases. There were an additional 930 from both contact tracing in school and reports from staff or students who were identified from other interactions outside of school. Peggy Irkenef with the district told KSRM,
"As far as universal face coverings being required, we did move to that for Seward Elementary on Monday based on what was happening in the Seward area community as well as at the school. And what that means is if we have universal masking in place at a school and students are identified as a close contact to a positive student, they don't need to quarantine if they're both wearing a face covering. So that's in place now at Seward Elementary, at Susan B. English School in Soldovia, at Port Graham School, and also at Tabona School. And then starting on Wednesday, universal masking will also be in place at Seward Middle School and Seward High School. The Seward schools will only be in universal masking through September 10th on Friday, when it will be reevaluated what's happening in the community with community spread and what we're seeing in schools. This isn't a permanent action at this time, and it will be reevaluated."
What can people do?
If you don't feel well at all, even a simple symptom, get a test and stay home. Don't go to work. Don't go to school. We also know there's a bad cold that's going around right now, too. So that's making it difficult to know, is this COVID or is this a cold? But one layer that's important is if you have any symptoms of feeling ill, just in case it's COVID, don't expose anybody else.
Since August 25th, Nanwalek School had been operating specifically in remote instruction status in response to a hunker down order issued by the local community authority, and that will continue through September 7th. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.